You won't be hearing any of Florida's top education officials use the name Common Core to describe the state's learning standards for public school students.
You know, there are more standards than just mathematics and English language arts, which are the ones we've been discussing for the past couple months.
That's Florida Department of Education spokesman Joe Follick.
There's science standards, there's history standards, there's standards in physical education and all sorts of other subject areas. I think it's important that we quit trying to call one subset of them one thing and that we call all of Florida standards the Florida standards. And I think that's what you're going to be seeing here in the next couple months.
The State Department of Education began pulling away from the words Common Core last year, right as a groundswell of opposition to the standards began building up in Florida. The center of the argument against the Common Core English and math standards is that states were allegedly coerced into accepting them by the federal government. Critics say the Obama administration's race to the top education reform program and the millions in federal money it dangled in front of states acted as a form of coercion, and critics say that's evidence of federal intrusion into education. Defenders of Common Core say states voluntarily accepted the standards and point out they were developed by the states, not the federal government. Florida's elementary schoolers are already learning under the new standards, and they're in place in various degree throughout most grades. After a series of town hall meetings and months of gathering feedback on the standards, Florida education officials unveiled a series of changes.
The next proposed clarification for second grade solved word problems involving dollar, bills, quarters, dimes, nickels.
Florida Department of Education Deputy Chancellor Mary Jane Tappan discussed the list of changes during a conference call, among them adding calculus back into the math standards for high schoolers, placing greater emphasis on trigonometry, and helping elementary schoolers understand money. Cursive writing has also been included as well. Many of the other changes have been largely cosmetic, something that has not gone unnoticed by Common Core critics like parent Julie Corbell.
If it came down to where we would have to rewrite all those standards, is there enough people in the state, educated people in the state, to be able to rewrite all these standards so we could break copyright? Because I know our state did take $700 million in Race to the Top money, and this is copywritten, and we're only allowed a 15% addition or subtraction. And if we wanted to break from the federal government, would there be the talented people in our state here to be able to redo this so this we could call them truly our own?
But does changing the standards mean they should still bear the Common Core name? Common Core allows states to add up to 15% of their own metrics. The name has also been copyrighted. The Florida Department of Education says it's not bound to keep the standards as they were initially written. And Chad Colby, spokesman for the group Achieve Incorporated, which helped create the standards along with the National Governors Association, agrees.
The copyright was established just to protect the standards from misuse by private entities, not from the states or not from public entities necessarily.
Common Core opponents have claimed the copyright means states are stuck with the standards, but Colby says states can also make changes to them. Still, he says, too many changes could defeat the purpose of having a uniform set of educational requirements. In addition to dropping the term Common Core, the state is also steering itself away from the system's associated tests, called PARC. Those English and math tests were supposed to replace the Florida Comprehensive Assessment Exam, or FCAT, in those subjects. But PARC could not bid for the state testing contract because it receives funding from the federal government. State Education Commissioner Pam Stewart says Florida's replacement tests will come from a different source. But Colby believes there is still hope for PARC in Florida. He points to Michigan, which also solicited tests from other vendors, but stuck with the existing Common Core tests.
They had a list of criteria, much like Florida does for their procurement process, for their assessment. And they found that many of the things that they were looking for could only be found in the consortium assessments, either Smarter Balanced or PARC.
Stewart says Florida, which currently has no existing math or English tests, will have some again in the next few months. Meanwhile, the Florida Board of Education is set to take up the proposed changes to the English and Math Common Core standards at its Tuesday meeting. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.